This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's two reports that hit the Metroplex yesterday. One, that the Terrence Williams suspension is about to come down for the drinking and driving. 2 to 4 games, according to the Dallas Morning News. And then Jeff Banister could be out, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And I want your Ranger and Bandy calls at 9. We're going to do that after Mickey Spagnuolo to talk about T-Will at 8:40. But right now, we want the picks on the record. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, what is going to happen Sunday in Seattle? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Dub and Chop are 1-1 so far. I'm 2-0. And this is the one I feel best about. I have no hesitation in my pick. Not going back and forth. I can go ahead and save it, Ralph James, after you start us off of what's going to happen, Cowboys and Seahawks.
Earlier in the week, I was like, oh, man, easy victory. As we've drawn closer, I was like, you know, we see this, the Pete Carroll doesn't lose on home openers. And
12-0.
You know, I'd forgotten that the Seahawks, as I delved more in this game, they hadn't played a home game yet. This is going to be the home opener. So that was like, oh, man, another one. So I'm a little hesitant. Those 0-2 teams are as desperate as it gets. They're far more desperate than we are at this point, even though the Cowboys have no reason to not be desperate because they need every win they can get their hands on.
Let me give you a little more info before you make your pick. All right? I got some front office info sent to me. So executive from the front office view. First off, 4 starters still not practicing for Seattle, including Doug Baldwin, KJ Wright, Justin Britt. They were 4-4 at home last year. Okay, so just keep that in mind. They were 4-4 at home. Russell Wilson on third down has been horrible. 28% third down conversion. He's struggling with this new offense. We talked about Brian Schottenheimer, the coordinator, yesterday. Lower quarterback rating, more interception percentage. Not running the ball well. Struggled to run the ball last year, 3.6 per carry. 21 of their 41 points have come in the fourth quarter, so they are starting horribly. 21 of their 41 in the fourth, so they're not starting fast. So just some other things for you to factor in, if you want, before you make your pick.
It doesn't change for me. You know, even though I started to think that, you know, maybe Seattle could win this one, I do think the Cowboys win. I do think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be in that 21-17 range. So I'll say 21-17 Cowboys.
Sean, you mentioned that Seattle was just 28% on third down conversions. Did you happen to look at what the Cowboys are at that number?
23.8.
Yeah. So just considering, I see this game going a lot like the Monday night game, though, did. I think the Cowboys and the Bears, like profile-wise, kind of are very similar, and I think they'll win the game kind of the same way. 24-17, they're up by 2 scores late. Maybe Seattle drives to make it a game at the end, but I see this defense harassing Russell Wilson. They've given up 6 sacks now in 2 straight games. The Cowboys have been getting sacks. I mean, they're making it look easy in that regard, so I think they're not going to have a problem with Russell Wilson. We've seen DeMarcus Lawrence chase him down before, and I think we'll see him chase him down maybe twice in this game, and the Cowboys will win 24-17.
Yeah, I'm right there at 23 or 24-17, but I don't think it's going to be close. I'm with you that they're going to be up, and maybe Seattle gets a later touchdown. And I don't really have a fear of this game. The only fear is Russell Wilson running around. That's it.
The only fear.
The only fear. Well, there's a couple worries. One worry is 0-2, backs against the wall, desperation. And then you combine that with the first home game. You could argue Seattle's home field is worth 5.5 or 6 points, not 3. That has been the best home field advantage in football. You could argue it's worth like 5, 5.5, and not 3 points. But that 0-2, Russell running around, making plays, that's it. That is it. They have no offensive line. You can compare it to the Giants. They have no wide receivers. They have no running back. And, you know, their defense, I think, has played better than last year, but there's still no one that you can name outside of Bobby Wagner and Earl Thomas. Maybe Frank Clark. That's it. Now, of course, this will come back and screw me.
KJ Wright, but he's probably not suiting up.
Yeah, KJ has still not practiced. So I feel really good and really comfortable about it. Of course, now they'll lose by 13, and I'll feel stupid, but I feel good about a Cowboys win, like comfortably. In the fourth quarter, will be up 2 scores. Maybe Seattle chips away.
But I'll say this, and one of the fan texters points this out. It's why the Cowboys may not have a lot of comfortable wins this season, is you're going to go, yeah, but the team they're playing against has the better quarterback, like much more so than our quarterback. And that can always make the difference.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has shown that for the Green Bay Packers. They were outplayed, arguably, in 2 games, but they still were able to come out and at least get a result. Not 2 wins. They got a tie against Minnesota, but at least get a result based on Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think that the line movement of this game?
What has been the line
Well,
movement?
It started out at 3.
Yeah.
Right? It went as low as 1.
Yeah.
And now it's back to 2. Mm. Seattle by 2.
Well, I think
I'm a little surprised that
I'm not surprised at all. I thought that it went back up because people realized that, in my opinion, it was off to begin with. When you first asked me the line, I was like, it cannot be past 2. And then you're going to tell me it's 3, 3.5. I said bet the Cowboys today. Bet it heavy. So obviously, you correct me if I'm wrong, you're the degenerate gambler. Everyone bet the Cowboys off of that. And then it kind of reset itself in the middle.
Yeah, because that means a lot of people started to, in order for it to go from 1 to 2, obviously you had a ton of people taking Seattle at -1.
Yeah, but from 3 to 1.
3 to 1, they took the Cowboys.
Yes.
So the majority of the people still think Seattle, they had to. Like at the end, they had to think Seattle was going to win. So I do wonder, I'd be interested to see what some of the predictors have of this game.
Well, all of us picking the Cowboys, I feel really comfortable about it. Some other numbers, though. The Cowboys, below 10 yards per catch. They're averaging 6.1 per attempt. Obviously, they haven't been able to score. Zeke is averaging just 3.3 a catch, and he's their second leading receiver. How sad is that? Cowboys eventually may have to score with the defense, but so far, no interceptions. And they forced 3 fumbles. They've recovered 2 of them. Crowd noise affecting the Cowboys running the football. Last year, Seattle was a half yard better with run defense at home than on the road. Half a yard, and they're playing better on defense this year. 2 teams killed the Seahawks running the ball in Seattle last year. That was the Rams and the 49ers. And someone sent me a text, not even within the Cowboys organization, saying the Cowboys have not changed their concepts on third down since 2016.
Teams, you mean 1993?
Teams know they have to throw. When teams know they have to throw, they cannot. As Roy pointed out, 23.8% on third down. And here's another note, which is why I love this guy's notes. Dak is having the hardest time throwing the ball to the right sideline. So just keep that in mind as you're watching. Dak having a hard time throwing, the hardest time throwing to the right sideline. Run-pass ratio, Pittsburgh, 22 runs to 77 passes in the first half so far this year. That's last in the NFL. Seattle, 28 to 71. So they are throwing heavy. It's a lot of Russell and not a ton of that run game. Denver leads the league somehow in big plays. Dallas, Chicago, Arizona, last with just 2.
Mm.
So, Bears are the worst team in yards after catch. They paid all that money for all that skill. Us, Arizona, Houston, right behind.
Tough to have yards after catch when everything you run is a comeback route.
And here's this stat. Ben tweeted this the other day. Dak is 18-1 when he does not commit a turnover. 18-1, which has been the case in 19 of his 34 games.
And so, we also the stat during the week. Or during the game, that when he rushes more than 7 times, they have an unbelievable record. Like they win all these games.
7-1.
Yes. You know, so, and I want to keep an eye on this. This is not a statistic I didn't find, but I noticed this in the Giants game. When Zeke runs left, Watch how many times he was carrying the ball in his right hand. Which you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have it in the on the sideline hand so you can use your off arm, your inside arm to throw a stiff arm out. He was carrying the ball exclusively running left in his right hand. Very strange.
All right, that's our Cowboys pick. We all have the boys winning in Seattle. Let's get to the rest of the NFL and college selections with the degenerate.
I hope that you took my advice with the great stat that Hard Knocks teams, oh, winless at home, playing with a losing record, are undefeated.
I told you the Browns were winning that game. That's their first win. Did you bet it?
I bet that game a few different ways. I took the over 39 and a half. I missed. I took the second half over. I pushed. So I was 0-1 and 1. Last week, it was a struggle to start with. It was great to start with. Then it was a struggle, and then it kind of ended kind of okay. 4-5 for the week. The big win was the Duke win, which was completely called that one, even though they didn't have their quarterback. Now, here we go. I've got 7 college, 4 NFL selections. You pick which one you want first.
Let's knock out the rest of the NFL.
All right. New York Giants and Houston. I am taking the under 42. Both teams have good defenses. Neither team could score. Deshaun Watson has not played well. The Giants' offense is a disaster, as we know. I know it's a low total. I am taking the under 42 in this one. Green Bay -3 at Washington. But I want you only to play this game if Aaron Rodgers, and obviously he's going to be healthy, but keep an eye on Rodgers' status as the weekend goes.
Man,
but
I would love that 3 points.
Right? You like that?
You like that? Oh, wait, he's not there anymore, yeah.
The Patriots.
You vike that, people are saying. You vike that.
You vike that. The Patriots -6.5 against Detroit. I don't know any way how Detroit can handle New England. And finally.
That doesn't make sense. And the Green Bay spread doesn't make sense unless Rodgers sits.
Right. Tampa, Pittsburgh, over 54.
Tampa, Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah.
They each got to score 27.
Oh, yeah.
27, yeah.
No defense in Pittsburgh.
Nope.
New Orleans lit up Tampa Bay.
Tampa's got the second worst defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Behind Kansas City.
I like that. Those sound good.
All right, very good. College football. Florida, Tennessee, under 47. Tennessee's got the worst offense in the world. Florida ain't much better. A&M, Alabama, Troy. Under 61. Under 61.
Because Alabama will score 59 of that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they'll score 59.
No, they're
Your defense
won't.
Is not that horrible.
No, the secondary is.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to score that much. Boston College, Purdue, under 65.5. By the way, BC has got a good season going on here so far. Florida State stinks. They are 0-10-1 in their last 11 games against the spread against ACC opponents, but they're not playing an ACC team. Northern Illinois covers the 10.5. Take Northern Illinois +10.5 against Florida State. Stanford, Oregon, under 57.5. Stanford's defense is amazing, and they don't have a great offense. Take the under 57.5. Mississippi State and Kentucky, under 56. This will be a low-scoring sports weekend. In college football, under 56, Mississippi State and Kentucky. And TCU, -3 against Texas.
Three? Yes, three.
TCU is so fast. If you watch that Ohio State game.
How's Texas getting this much respect?
I don't know.
And they have higher national championship odds, Troy said, from Bovada, than TCU?
The TCU.
Because you beat USC?
Will destroy Texas in this game. I don't understand how that's possible, that they're only a 3-point favorite. The speed that Gary Patterson has cultivated, their team is lightning quick. They're a little bit undersized, but they're lightning quick.
At RJ Choppy with the degenerate picks, are you sure you're not underestimating Alabama? You know, they put it on you with that Ole Miss pick, and they're putting up like 58 a game.
Yes.
I know A&M is different, but.
A&M's a little different. I just expect it to be.
Troy, give your honest prediction. Honest prediction.
The spread's what, 27, 26?
Yeah.
25, I thought. Yeah.
Oh, 25.
big difference.
Honest prediction. Bama will throw up close to 500 yards passing. A&M will lose by 21.
21?
And if it's less than that,
I'll take another moral victory.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.